With a 57 on a scale of 100, St. Joseph's was Atlanta's top-ranked hospital. 57 doesn't sound like a very good score, but the national average was just 49. Piedmont Hospital scored right at that average. Its chief quality officer, Dr. Mark Cohen, says the scores are a driver to improve. He points to the highest score nationwide for a hospital in Wisconsin.
A few years ago, the highest in the country would not have been a 74, would have been much lower. And it's the efforts that all of the hospitals are making that are pushing the scale up, but clearly we all have way more distance to go.
To develop its scores, Consumer Reports measured more than 2,000 hospitals for four criteria, including rate of blood infection in ICUs and number of readmissions for certain serious conditions within 30 days. The data comes from hospitals' own reporting to government agencies in 2011. Grady scored a 27 out of 100. Consumer Reports senior editor Joel Keane.
For Grady Memorial, it looks like they had 53 bloodstream infections in just over 9,000 days of ICU, and that is 122% worse than the national rates for similar hospitals.
Keene calls the national average of just 49 alarming and says Grady's especially low score could indicate the hospital needs more resources. When asked for comment, Grady officials wouldn't grant an interview, but released a statement that said, in part, the health system has made great improvements over the last year in many of the areas cited in the magazine's report, and we continue to work towards attaining the best outcomes possible for our patients. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.